On today's episode, how many consumers will turn off ads now that Instagram is letting them? A small bug yesterday at TikTok turned into a huge deal to the tin hat crowd. A new YouTube metric helps creators understand their revenue better. And the intellectual property takedown notice that was totally worth the legal risk. It's Friday, July 12th, 2020. Happy start to your Sea Festival, Latvia. I'm Todd Maffin, and here is what you missed today in digital marketing. Some maybe bad news for those of you who market in the alcohol space, the parenting space, or the pets space. The Instagram app today started prompting people that they could reduce the number of ads they get served from each of those categories. And that prompt was a big, hard-to-miss button across the top. My guess is many people who see an option to reduce the ads will select it, perhaps not realizing that it doesn't actually reduce how many they see, just of what kinds of businesses. And sure, I get the alcohol category. That's always been on the edge of the digital ad network's comfort zone. And for people like recovering alcoholics, not seeing alcohol ads in their feeds might be a good thing. But parenting ads? Pet ads? First of all, why are people seeing parenting ads at all if they're not parents? Facebook's ad platform, which Instagram uses, of course, has a very easy way to only advertise to parents. It's literally a checkbox. Well, a few of them for different age ranges. Pet owners, not quite as direct, but easily inferred by targeting specific pet breeds or pet food brands. Just how many people will opt to turn off those categories, nobody knows, but it will certainly be some, and that's less reach for marketers in that space. Speaking of Instagram, they've released a couple of new tools that will help adjust how your IGTV preview is being shown in the main feed. IGTV is Instagram's long-form video section. It's not used a ton, but some brands use it. They put a short preview video in the feed, then it's a tap over to the full video on what is, let's face it, Instagram YouTube. The company says it'll let people earn money soon for their IGTV videos, again, like YouTube, and so that might increase use of it. In April, they added a bunch of features like letting you share the first 15 seconds of an IGTV video in stories. I have to say, we have used IGTV for some clients here at my agency, EngageQ, and it's performed really well. It's been really good when you need a couple of extra minutes to tell a story or explain a complicated product. The preview video in the feed encourages people to jump over and watch. What they don't have, and I wish they did, was a custom audience that targets people who do that jump. Perhaps that is on its way soon as well. Conspiracy nuts were all agog yesterday afternoon when a bug on TikTok's platform stopped showing the number of likes on each video. Each video on the impacted accounts just showed a zero count for the likes, and that prompted a whole whack of people to say, "See, the ban is happening. Donald Trump is at TikTok's headquarters right now, unplugging all the servers." Others thought that it was the start of a massive change to the For You algorithm. But no, it wasn't either of those. It was just a bug. TikTok, of course, has been under fire for its ties to the Chinese government, something it's tried to downplay by hiring an American CEO, setting up so-called transparency offices in Los Angeles. Even their tweet, "Once this bug was resolved," seemed awfully defensive. Quote, "The issues appear to have been caused by higher traffic than normal on our servers in Virginia." They're in Virginia, people. Virginia. Google will start banning spyware and surveillance technology in Google Ads campaigns and the Google Shopping Catalog starting August 11th. And while that might sound perfectly reasonable, caught up in that category are things like so-called nanny cams, which help parents watch their kids, or vehicle dash cams. Even some cameras and audio recorders will get caught up in the sweep. This is actually an expansion of an existing rule that banned spousal surveillance tools. If you sell any of these, you've got until August 11th to remove them from your product feeds and active campaigns. If they catch one after that, Google says they'll send a warning. Then if they're still up after 7 days, they'll just straight up suspend your ads account. As Ginny Marvin, editor of MarketingLand, tweeted, "There are a billion ads on the nanny cam search engine results pages waiting for rebranding as pet cams any minute now." While many brands paused their ad campaigns at the start of the pandemic, we marketers witnessed an interesting, if predictable, trickle-down effect. And that effect is hitting some YouTube creators awfully hard. Fewer brands advertising meant less competition in YouTube's ad auction. Less competition meant lower CPM ad rates. Lower CPMs meant less revenue per video for those creators. Well, today, YouTube announced a new metric for creators, RPM, revenue per thousand views. Creators have always been able to see the CPM data, but that's advertising focus. That shows how much brands are spending to show ads, which doesn't necessarily track with how much money the video creator will make off it. According to research from 1/0, ad rates on YouTube have dropped by almost 50% since the beginning of February. This despite viewership actually increasing during the lockdowns. Meet Matt Reed, just some guy who got a takedown notice the other day, like millions of people do every day. Only Matt's came not from YouTube's legal team, but from Zoom's, the online meeting app. Zoom says he was infringing on the intellectual property of someone. And that someone? Yes, Rick Astley. Well, probably more the rights of his music label and the publisher. Hell, I can only use this song here because of fair use provisions in most countries. Earlier this month, Matt created a kind of manual Zoom meeting Rickroll. He set up a website where you'd put your company's next meeting information in, including the password, and Matt would pump the famous Rick Astley song into the meeting, including the video. If you don't understand why this is hilarious, by the way, just Google Rickroll. It's not the first funny Zoom crashing I've seen. One zoo actually turned theirs into a revenue center, charging groups to show up in their meeting with some cute animals. But Matt's service now is gone, thanks to a cease and desist from Zoom. Lawyers ruin everything. The scanner antenna is awesome, thanks for asking. I heard a magnificent fight between a cabbie and his dispatcher last night. Never thought of using "you Muppet" as an insult before? See, you never know where we'll learn things. Our theme music is by Mark Blevis, ad sales by Podcorn, music licensing by Source Audio, and special thanks to Kendall Patrick from my hometown of Nanaimo, Canada, for permission to use this song of hers. Learn more about her at kendallpatrick.com. I'm Todd Maffin. Have a restful weekend, friends. I'll talk to you on Monday.
You remind me of falling. Except when I'm alone, 'cause I don't want to be taken seriously. No, I don't want to be taken at all. And I'd like to stay here in my little hole, dim and warm and alone. Nobody, nobody knock on my door.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.